Well, it was a couple of things, really. The first thing was I'd come across Stuart Eldon's blog, Progressive Geographies, and I'd been reading that for a while, and I thought it was a really, I could sort of see a model there. I thought it was a really interesting way of using that medium. So I thought I could use that model and then adapt it to work in the area of culture, so that I could create a similar type of resource that I could use and other people could use within that specific area. And then at the same time, I was starting work on a book which is which I've finished earlier this year, and it'll be out in July, which is called Popular Culture and New Media: The Politics of Circulation. And what I wanted to do, I knew with that book that what I wanted to explore were the were data circulations and how data was circulating through culture and folding back into culture in different ways. So what I thought I'd do was set up the blog to do two things: to capture materials that would be of use for that particular book on one side of things, but also to enable me to immerse myself into those data circulations so that I could observe them. So I've used the stats page on the blog as much as the actual postings and everything to try to follow and watch some of the content I've created circulate, or some of the content I've kind of reblogged circulate, to see how that worked, to see how things become visible. So it was kind of an attempt to create a resource for culture to give me an archive of materials for my book to use, but also to enable me to watch those data circulations as they were happening.